Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Returning now to our main story, after 43 years, an inquest jury has found that all 48 of the young people who died at the Stardust nightclub were unlawfully killed. Aged between 16 and 27, they lost their lives when a fire consumed the Artane venue in the early hours of February 14, 1981. After deliberating over 11 days, the jury of 7 women and 5 men delivered their majority findings and verdicts to coroner Dr. Myra Cullinan. The coroner said she wanted to acknowledge the relatives' ongoing grief and said the holding of the inquest was in no small part down to their persistence. Well, we're joined now by Finian McGrath, a former Minister of State for Disability and Independent TD for Dublin Bay North, and by Tony McCullough, co-author of They Never Came Home, The Stardust Story. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Finian, to yourself first, and the Stardust nightclub I know was in Artane, which is in your former constituency of Dublin Bay North, and you've known and supported some of the families involved for very many years. Can you give me your reaction initially to the verdict of unlawful killings?
Good evening, Sarah. And my initial reaction is that I want to welcome the unlawful killing verdict from the inquest, and I want to strongly express my support and sympathy to the 48 families and survivors, because for 43 years there was a deep sadness, hardship, suffering and pain, and I want to commend the resilience and determination and perseverance of the families. Remember, Sarah, their efforts and their grit got her to this point today, and it's the families' day, and it won't take away the horrific pain, but in the end, I feel they got their truth and they got their the judgment of unlawful killing.
Mm. You became involved in the fight with the families when you became a city councillor in 1999. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, essentially, I was elected to Dublin City Council in 1999. Of course, that was a prominent campaign at the time, the Stardust Committee and Antoinette Keegan. So I started supporting them when they were having their vigils, their protests, etc. And I also support them financially. And then when I got elected to the Dáil, I continued that process into the Dáil. And then when I went into government, then I made sure that it was put into the programme for government, because I wanted to keep that issue alive and keep the pressure on the government to find out the truth of what happened to those 48 people on that sad night. So I've been a long time campaigner for the families to support it. But I have to say, the result was as a result of the fantastic efforts of the families and the sheer determination to get this over the line today.
Because it has been a very, very long journey for them, hasn't it? And even if we just look at your own involvement, as you mentioned, in 2016, you got into the programme for government and you were pushing for it throughout the lifetime of that government. And the families wanted a public inquiry, but instead it was decided that retired Judge Pat McCartan would conduct an investigation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that was a very difficult process, because when I put it into the programme for government, I felt that the gremlins and the leadership and the Department of Justice always seemed to kind of make it difficult for me. And so what happened was I was always supporting the families, demanding a proper inquiry. But in the end, they came back and they put on the table that they would get a former, an independent person to look at the files and see was there anything in this to take it a step further. And then they wanted to appoint somebody, give me a list of names. But I went back to the families and I asked the families who would they like to. So the families actually selected Judge Pat McCartan to review the evidence, and he went in and did the inquiry in relation to that.
Mm. So he came back actually and he didn't really come up with anything as such, you know, in terms of bringing it any further. I know the families were very disappointed about that. How was it agreed then eventually that an inquest would be held?
Well, essentially then what happened was, I mean, I wasn't happy with the McCartan report, neither were the families. I think he'd need to give the details of why he felt there wasn't enough there to take it a step further. But what happened then in the end was, I mean, of course, I kept banging on about it in Cabinet, because the families were on to me regularly about the whole thing. And it was a very traumatic and difficult time for them. But eventually, in 2019, we got great support in Cabinet from the Attorney General at the time, Seamus Wolfe, who actually came up with the idea. He looked at the inquest from 1982 and he just kind of looked at it from a legal point of view. And his argument to me was that it was confined, the 82 inquest was confined to a statement of the proximal medical cause of death in respect of each of the deceased. So in other words, he felt there was potential there for a broader inquest, okay. And hence decision then was made with the Taoiseach, myself, the Attorney General, Seamus Wolfe, and also great support from Councillor Damien O'Farrell as well, okay. Who represented me at a lot of the meetings with the families.
So we saw the outworking of that today, and Tony McCullough, I might bring you in here because, as I mentioned, you co-wrote a book about the Stardust tragedy. I might first get your reaction to the verdict of unlawful killings.
Oh, it's an incredible day for the Stardust families. And it's definitely a watershed moment in terms of their years and years of campaigning for justice. I think it's also tainted by the fact that it has taken them over four decades to get to this point today. And it's a little bit shameful when you think of it. I don't think there's any cohort of people who have protested more than the Stardust relatives and survivors of the fire. So to get to this point today, it's hugely emotional for them. And, you know, there's an overwhelming sense of joy that finally there has been vindication for the victims and the survivors of the fire.
The inquest found today that a number of factors were found to have contributed to the difficulty of the crowd trying to leave the nightclub, and that included the failure of the lighting, the lack of staff preparedness, lack of visibility, and the jury found that at the time of the fire some or all of the exits were locked, chained or otherwise obstructed. How important are those findings, do you think?
Well, they're important now, but they were also important back then when the original tribunal investigation was underway. These were all issues, the fire exits, insufficient training of staff, the materials used that were completely unsuitable, like carpet tiles on the wall. These were all issues that were raised back in 1982. So it is absolutely unbelievable that it has just taken until today to arrive at these conclusions. And, you know, I think it's a credit to the coroner and to the jury that so much time was taken to interrogate the evidence that was presented in the course of almost a year. And you can't help wonder what would have happened at the original inquests back in March 1982, which only sat for 5 days by comparison. You can't help wonder what the outcome would be if they had arrived at the same conclusion back then. Like, would it have changed the outcome of the original tribunal report? Would it have impacted on the family's decision to accept the government's compensation? All sorts of elements like that. Mm. So I think today, while it is overall a very, very positive day, and, you know, it is no doubt a victory for the families, but we also have to look back and say, look, what has gone wrong over the decades, and why did it take them so long to get here?
And just on that point, Finian, from my understanding of what you're saying, the original inquest didn't have the option to make a finding of unlawful killing. That wasn't put in the options of findings that they were looking at.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's important. And I mean, Tony is right there in relation to the delays. But what I think we should do now, essentially, is that I think the Taoiseach and the current government should immediately meet the families over the next couple of weeks and sit down and ask, find out from them what they need now. We also think we should do a kind of a fire safety audit nationally in memory of the victims of the Stardust. And the third thing is that I'd say I'd strongly support that we need to have a statement in the Dáil apology for all the families, and sit down with the families and work on the wording of that apology.
And what do you think will be important to be included in that apology?
Well, I just think the fact that the sheer horrific torture that those families went through over the 43 years and all the barriers that were put in front of them. And also, I think the state has to stand up and say, listen, they didn't do enough at the time, didn't do enough over time. And I also think they have to say to the families an apology for the delays, but also for the process that was that took so long to get to find out the truth and get justice for the Stardust family. So I think this should be a very open, because these families have suffered a lot. They're still suffering trauma to this day. And I just think we as a state have an obligation to look after those victims and try and see, can we ensure that this kind of stuff doesn't happen again.
And Tony, I'm guessing you would also support the idea of a state apology.
Absolutely. These families have had to fight every step of the way for the most basic entitlements. Like, even at one stage, they had medical cards, those who were injured, that had medical cards taken from them, and they had to campaign to try and get the medical cards restored. It's absolutely unbelievable. They had to protest for compensation. Every single thing, right down to looking for a memorial park, you know, every step they've had to protest. And it's just completely unacceptable. And I think it's shameful that, you know, this country doesn't have a great track record when it comes to treating victims. And I think that the Stardust families are certainly an example of that.
I might just bring you back, Tony, to when you decided to write the book on the 20th anniversary of the fire. Why did you decide to do that at that time?
It came about, there was an event at the time that to mark the 20th anniversary, and I suppose the concept of the book originally was to tell the stories of the families, and, you know, a little bit like the pen portraits in at the beginning of the inquests, where we heard about, you know, the lives of those and their dreams, their hopes and ambitions for the future. And it was really intended, I suppose, as a tribute to those who lost their lives and survived. But it became something else as we kind of looked into it. We looked through the Garda report. We contrasted the Garda report with the tribunal's report. And, you know, it became a very, very different book, while it also covered the human stories. It became kind of more of a delve into what happened, and, you know, the dissatisfaction with the original findings of the tribunal.
You know, we've discussed what a long journey it has been for all the families, and I know you met with the families recently on the occasion of the 43rd anniversary in February, and the inquest was still ongoing at that stage. How were they feeling at that point?
Yeah, it was great to be there. You know, it was a very emotional occasion, and you could get a sense from the families that I spoke to on the day that, you know, they knew that they were weeks away from a verdict, and it was a mix, I suppose, of anxiety and, you know, optimism. They really hoped that the verdicts that were arrived at today would be reached. And one thing that is very significant, and this is something that I've picked up from talking to members of the Stardust Committee, they really wanted the same verdict to apply to all 48. And, you know, so it's really great news that that was the case today, because it's something that was very, very important to the families.
And we heard, Tony, from some of the families in the press conference that was held a little earlier on, and you can hear the emotion and the relief in their voices. What do you think, how much of a difference do you think today's verdict is going to make to the families, to their lives from now on?
Well, unfortunately, some of the relatives aren't alive to see today because the process has taken so long. And I think everyone's thoughts will be with them as well today. One thing that has always struck me over the years when engaging with the Stardust families is how raw the whole thing still is. Like, it's almost like it happened weeks ago, not decades ago. And I would hope that even though the sense of loss and pain will always endure and nothing can ever compensate for that, I would hope that today's verdict will at least give some of them maybe a little bit of closure and a degree of comfort.
And finally, to yourself, Finian, you've called there for a state apology, as have some of the families. How quickly do you think that could and should happen?
Well, I think they should move very quickly, because the bottom line is the unlawful killing verdict means that the 48 were killed without lawful excuse and in breach of criminal law. Now, that's a huge statement, and any government should immediately respond to that. But can I say that they need to respond by reaching out to the families and seeing what supports they need. There's a lot of people made money on this over the last number of years, particularly from the legal profession, and I'd like to see the families now benefiting from this, on top of getting truth and justice, but also that there's some supports there for them, financial and long-term support, because these families urgently need help.
All right, Finian McGrath and Tony McCullough, thank you both very much for joining us this evening.